नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Chapter 6, text 24.
Manasairindriyagramam
samantatah
sannischayena yoktavyo
sannischayena yoktavyo
yogo nirvina chetasa
yogo nirvina chetasa.
How one should perform meditation controlling the mind and senses. Krishna consciousness, we're not very much interested in this system of yoga. We're very much interested in the yoga of hearing and chanting about Krishna, serving Krishna in Bhakti Yoga. However, many of the instructions that are applicable in the Jnana Yoga system are also applicable in the Bhakti Yoga system. Here we have very valuable instructions for Bhakti Yogis also. One should engage oneself in the practice of yoga with determination and faith and not be deviated from the path. We see many Bhakti Yogis who become Rashta Yogis. Fallen from the path. They have not engaged in yoga with determination and faith, and therefore they have deviated from the path. Determination is based upon the faith that if I follow this, surely Krishna will help. We actually have to have faith in Krishna. It seems to be an axiomatic proposition that, well, if we're chanting Hare Krishna, we should have faith in Krishna. But we see that many devotees, they don't actually have very deep faith in Krishna. Otherwise, if we had full faith in Krishna, we would certainly engage in devotional service with full determination. We have full faith in Krishna, and certainly we'll have full faith in the process of bhakti yoga as described in the shastras. But we don't, therefore, we allow ourselves to be deviated. The knowledge that is given in shastra cannot be compared to any of the so-called knowledge offered in the material world. Practically, to a large extent, we have to take one or the other. Of course, some of the things that material knowledge, they coincide with the knowledge in Shastra. Mostly not so. It's a different concept of life. The materialistic people are simply thinking how to enjoy the senses. Their outlook on life is quite different to that of the devotees. To take the devotional service in seriousness, it means to actually reject materialistic concepts of life. Means to turn our back on all that we have heard and all that we've been brought up with. So it requires great determination because one is always going against the current of the broader society in which we live. Especially if one is working and mixing up with non-devotees. So much nonsense they talk constantly and behave as if you think it's normal. When they're prattling on about how much they drank last night and how many girlfriends they have and all this, you just have to listen. But actually, such association is very bad in devotional. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Asat Changa Tyag E Vaishnava Cha. Symptom of Vaishnava is that he gives up bad association. But it may be that circumstantially we have to associate with someone. Fools and rascals. So it may be very difficult to maintain that determination in such a circumstance. But ultimately, one has to have inner determination. Association is very important, very helpful. But even more important is one's inner determination. One may have the best association and even then fall down. The example is there of Kala Krishna Das, who was personally associating 24 hours a day with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And intimately associated because he was the only associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time. I think you all know this story, isn't it? You're fortunate enough to have Chaitanya Chaitanya. But he fell down. And there may be others who are surrounded by the worst association, but who maintain their strength. I'll give some examples.
Haridastapa.
Prahlad Maharaj.
Haridastapa.
Haridash Thakur. Prahlad Maharaj was surrounded by demons.
Okay. How about Srila Prabhupada? Came to the Western countries, surrounded by non-devotional elements, but he maintained his determination. A Ramakrishna Mission sannyasi in New York, when Prabhupada he recommended, now you're in the Western countries, you have to eat meat and drink wine, but it's cold. You should wear pants and Western style clothes. Prabhupada never even considered it. Instead, he got the Western, instead of changing to the Westerners, he got the Westerners sitting on the floor, eating chapatis with their hands. He looked in and said, that was his firm determination. Because he had full faith in Krishna. It's a very interesting conversation that was recorded. One devotee from France was telling Prabhupada that some of the devotees in the temple were having mystical experiences. People were coming to the temple, it's like they were messengers from another dimension. Devotees were having visions of Krishna. So Prabhupada said, it may be. We're very fortunate. As far as I'm concerned, I never had any such thing. But I simply try to follow the order of my spiritual master and so on.
Now,
you may or may not get such visions, but your duty is to follow the order of your spiritual master. They didn't give much importance to this. And I've heard so many stories. Someone told me that they were in the Jagannath temple in Puri. Someone told me, it's Prabhupada speaking, that they were in the Jagannath temple in Puri, and Jagannath was pulling at his wife's sari. Said, do I have to believe this? The Jagannath is attracted to this ugly woman. Prabhupada said that the real quality, all these visions, is that the real qualification is one should follow the order of the spiritual master. You have to do your duty. Prabhupada said something else very interesting. Prabhupada said, sometimes I wonder why this wonderful thing has happened to me, that the Krishna conscious movement has spread all over the world around me. He said, I had so many god brothers who are very learned, very austere. He used to refer to the householders as Pakcha Grihastha, Rotten Grihastha. So much association with Bhaktistan Sasratama, which I didn't have. So Prabhupada said, I wonder, how is it that this wonderful thing has happened to me? Prabhupada said, when I consider, then I can understand that among all my godbrothers, I was the only one who had full faith in the words of my spiritual master. Then Prabhupada quoted, Guru Mukha Bhakta Dhaka Chitete Kariya Oika Arna Kariya Mane Asha. And he asked the devotees, what does this mean? What is the translation? What is the translation?
Arna Kariya Mane Asha means don't manufacture, don't
speak. Well, it means I have no other desire, which could be taken like that. Guru. Guru means guru. There are so many different kinds of gurus. There are dancing gurus. Guru means in this case that Shri Guru Charanatanda Kevala Bhakti Sattva is a guru who is the abode of pure devotional service.
Guru
Mukha. Mukha means Bhakta Padma. In other words, Bhakta means lotus. Lakya Chitete. Chitta means consciousness.
Heart. Yes.
Either consciousness. Chitete means in the heart. Korya aikya. Aik means one, so it means to make one with or to make united with. So Guru Mukha Bhakta Bhakta Chitete Korya aikya. I unite my, it's poetic language, so I unite my heart with the words of the lotus mouth of the spiritual master. And I don't desire it. The Prabhupada said this is the qualification. Necessarily that you may be very learned, or you may be very austere, or you may have so many wonderful